It's the 7th of July. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Bedfordshire Fire Services were recognised in Parliament by a local Labour MP. Mohammed Yazin, representing Bedford and Kempston, praised the efforts of the firefighters yesterday who battled the Redwood Grove blaze in Bedford. He stated that the firefighters were engaged in vital and dangerous work, running towards a burning building where our human instinct is to run away. The House of Commons speech was solemnly expressed and received, offering condolences to the victims of the explosion. He said, "My thoughts are with those grieving and those affected by the sudden loss of their home." Pay issues in the sector were also emphasised, referring to the government's 2% pay offer to firefighters, which he described as a 12% real terms pay cut over the last decade. Sainsbury's at the Saxon Centre in Kempston had part of its signage and the aluminium cladding beneath it damaged by fire on the same day as the Redwood Grove incident in Bedford. Firefighters from Biggleswade were dispatched and quickly extinguished the flames. Mid-Bedfordshire Conservative MP and Culture Secretary Nadine Dorris was forced to delete a tweet yesterday where she wrongly congratulated Nadeem Zahawi for his appointment to Health Secretary. Regarding Mr. Zahawi, Ms. Dorris tweeted, "He will deliver for health in the same way he delivered for vaccines and education. Congratulations, my friend." Zahawi became the Chancellor of the Exchequer following the resignation of Rishi Sunak, as the Conservative government of Prime Minister Boris Johnson was forced into a last-minute cabinet reshuffle. On Saturday, the 9th of July, the Higgins Museum will be hosting a children's Morris dancing workshop. The Bed's Golden Hair Morris Dancers will teach children some basic steps, including a mini performance. The family-friendly event begins at 2 p.m. That's it for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.